Radio Catskill.
WJFF Jeffersonville, this is Radio Catskill. Local news, culture, and NPR.
Hello and welcome to Borscht Beat. I'm Aaron Bendich, and every week on this program I play a selection of Jewish recordings. You just heard Ney Machine performed by Levi Ossin, a song that is actually the concluding track from their brand new album Levi Ossin's Dream that came out just this past week, and I had the pleasure of seeing them perform it live, and boy was that a great pleasure. The lyrics to this song translate to, "And spring is robed in bright green, the trees heavy with flowers, and God has a new sewing machine for sewing white clouds. The boots wallow in dust, that is, and dirty the thresholds. There is no sign of a rainbow because God isn't sewing rain. The duck is happy and will become happier. A rainbow will appear soon because God is sewing rain." And what a lovely song that is from a lovely band. Lovely people in that band. It's really, really such a joy to hear this album, to hear how Levi Ossin has grown from their first album to the second, and particularly how they're advancing their beautiful artistic vision through a really lovely production, particularly. And I'll play another track from the album just to underscore how lovely that production is, and then we'll see what else we'll get up to during this hour. Thank you.
And we go roving through the forest deep and old. I've had to how the wind blows cold. I've had to boo 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 shalem. How the wind blows cold. Gehen wir spazieren in einem großen Wald. Es ist mir sehr kalt. Ei, wer du, bu, 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 schleim. Es ist mir sehr kalt. Hat mich angehalten, einzuwickeln, einzuheben. Ei, wer du, schwer Liebe zu spielen. Ei, wie du, wusche Leben, schwer Liebe zu spielen. He began unfolding, one thin cloak to wrap me in. Ei, wie du, love is heartache and suffering. I bet you, boo 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 boo, love is heartache and suffering.
That was Gehen wir spazieren, performed by Leviosen. It's a traditional tune collected by Ruth Rubin, and the translation, the lyrics in English in there, were written by Ada Hetko and Weaver. The lyrics are, and we go a-rovin' through the forest deep and old, how the wind blows cold. He began unfolding one thin cloak to wrap me in. Love is heartache and suffering. And we go a-rovin' in a field of gray and green, morning light is near a-breakin'. What a lovely one. And now I'm going to jump into something completely different. I've got a couple CDs here that I'm going to play a couple of selections from today. They're very different from one another, but I guess I'll start with this Sally and the Daffodils CD that I found that has faux Hebrew font on the cover, which is very exciting for me because I'm obsessed with those fonts. And I will, it's very different, but there is some guitar on there, so maybe that'll be a thread connecting the two. And I'll play a song and we'll chat about it afterwards. Enjoy.
Ata Hashem Elokeinu Melech Haolam Shehechiyanu Vekimanu Vehigiyanu Lazman Hazeh
That was Shehekianu, and this album, I'll describe the package a little bit. The cover has a bunch of children lying in a circle around a guitar, and then on the top it says Sally and the Daffodils in a script font. There's a flower, there's flowers on the guitar, and there's a flower drawing in the upper left. It's very colorful, with primary colors blocked in different ways around the photograph. Then, in a sort of semicircle, it says, tap your feet to a Jewish beat in faux Hebrew font. And then in a third font in the bottom right, it says, Shabbat and holiday songs for the whole family. There's a note on the back of the booklet which says, this album is dedicated with love to my parents, who gave me the gift of music, to my husband Dan for his love, support, understanding, to my children Shira, Josh, and Adina, who inspire me to bring my joy, or to inspire me to bring me much joy, and to my niece Shoshi, who sings with her laughter. Very, very, very sweet. There's a bunch of credits that I won't get into right now, though I don't think that there's anyone I know on this album. But what a lovely and sweet album, with adults and children singing and playing music together. It's so cute. It's really cute. And actually, I think I picked a song that melds really nicely with the Leviosan sound. but she's a music teacher and made this album with and for children, ages 5 to 14. Very, very, very sweet. Here's another track from this album. That was Up on Mount Sinai, which is a song for Shavuos, of course, as the lyrics say. And we're a little late for Shavuos, but why not? That's a fun one. It captures, I guess, another side of this album from the prior track that I shared, which was this, that was a prayer. This is like a more combined Hebrew and English type of tune. It's very cute. It's very jaunty. And it's Jewish music, so it's perfect for this show. I'll be curious to do some more research and learn a little more about this group and see if I know anyone who might have had the CD as a child. And with that, something I'm very interested to share, a CD that came into my possession that looked like a sort of run-of-the-mill European klezmer CD from France, but when I googled it, there was nothing about it online, and the music on there is pretty cool, so I'm going to play a selection from that and then talk to you a little bit about the way that the album is packaged, mostly. Enjoy! We'll be right back. That was Freilichs from Begele Orchestra's album Fanfare Klezmer. And there's a note about the album which says that they're celebrating 10 years of musical adventures, and this is their first album. And it treats you to a repertoire of little-known and never-before-recorded klezmer tunes selected from century-old archives for their liveliness, appeal, and quality. The early 20th century is a golden age for Ashkenazi orchestras, especially in New York, where many Eastern European Jewish immigrants were recorded. It goes on from there. I'm not going to read every word of this because... I'll jump ahead, actually. The musicians of Begele Orchestra express their passion for this tradition by swinging these tunes back to life. They seek to recreate the original sound and style of this genre by giving it by giving up some of the established formula of modern music, leaving space for improvisation, etc. You know, it's nice, however, it doesn't say all that much, so I'm not going to dig in too deep there, but I will describe the package for you, as I always enjoy doing. The cover is amazing. It's in the style of like a block print, maybe, or I'm not sure exactly. It's in three colors. The background is a sort of off-white or beige. Then Begele and O are in a sort of brown. And then everything else, including the title in Yiddish is at the bottom in the negative of the brown. And then there's a band that's in black, and the rest of the text of the name orchestra and Fanfare Klezmer are in black as well. It's just a great cover. It's designed in the style of old school Yiddish theater posters, I would say. The back cover is fairly minimalistic with the track numbers and a short quote from Yud Lamed Peretz in French. It's very nice. And the best thing about this package is that the disc itself has a print of a bagel on it, which I think is just brilliant. Okay, with that, here's another track from this album. Thank you. That was Dance Tartar from the Begla Orchestra Fanfare Klezmer album. And this is a pretty cool album. I do love particularly how prominently the xylophone is featured, especially on that first track. And there is a xylophone doinim on this album, which is relevant for me because a friend of mine has been playing doinas on the xylophone, or rather the marimba recently, and I've been enjoying listening to those. So this is this felt like a relevant connection to some stuff I've been seeing live lately. Okay, now time to go into the archive and pull out some stuff that I didn't just rip from CDs, stuff that I ripped from CDs in the past. And that's going to be fun, and I hope you hope you're buckled in and ready to hear some other cool Jewish music.
Needs will be provided for. will be great when Mashiach comes. We're waiting for him. Please, Hashem, send him now.
That was When Mashiach Comes from Pesach Chaim's album, I Am a Baal Teshuva. And this is a considerably different type of recording from anything I've played so far in the episode and pretty much anything else in the Jewish music world. It's kind of metal, but it's kind of like a ballad, almost a naive ballad in a way. It's something that I really like. And over time, especially recently, I've found a bunch of people who have heard this album because Pesach Chaim, the musician, sends it to different radio stations around the world. He's got my support. I've met him in person a few times, and I think he's a sweet guy. And it's cool that he has this creative outlet to express his music and religious passions. So that's what I've got to say about Pesach Chaim. Why not? I'll play another song by Pesach Chaim. Hope you enjoy.
Baruch Hashem.
That was Reincarnation Information by Pesach Chaim. And I want to say that listening to this right now, I found it to be even better than I remembered. It's certainly unique music, but it's that's its strength, I think. It's a very unique, individualistic way of conveying things that he's learned and things that he believes about his religion, I would say. And in that way, it makes it a particularly special sort of Jewish music, the truly individualistic sort of Jewish music. And that means something, I would say. And that's all I've got for Pesach Chaim. Here's something else.
Bye, 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 bye
That was the Gassenigen from the album I Remember Klezmer by Elaine Hoffman Watts and Susan Watts. And I featured it in a prior episode. It's a really nice record. It's packaged absolutely beautifully. And it's a really a record between a mother and daughter in conversation with a family history of klezmer music and a legacy of the Philadelphia klezmer scene. So those things make it a unique and lovely record, and one that I'm very pleased to be able to share selections of with you. Here's another selection from that lovely album. That was Bagapolir Freilach from I Remember Klezmer by Susan and Elaine. And I've got a bit more time, and I'll see what I can squeeze in for you from the archive. Thanks. That was a very upbeat Kolomeka from Pressburger Klezmer Band, who I featured prominently in one or two episodes of the program in the past. They are from Slovakia, which is pretty cool. if I could say so. And I like them. They've got a lot of albums. They're very generous and gave me just a stack of CDs when I saw them. So nice to share that music with the world through my radio program. I hope you enjoyed the program today. That's about all I have time for, though. I will play you out with a song once I'm done giving my outro spiel. Here's a clip of my grandfather Max Bendich talking about taking medical advice from family members who are doctors.
Alan, we have a lot of doctors in the family,
right,
and they're taking care of me and everything. And Michael one time said, I said, I think I have to do this, Michael. Well, they're laughing at me. I haven't. Zadie, don't think, do.
Thank you very much for tuning into my program this week. You can tune in again next week, same time on your radio dial or online. And in the meantime, keep up with me on social media. That's TikTok, Instagram, X, and Facebook at BorschtBeat. BorschtBeat. Shoot me an email at borschtbeat@gmail.com. Till next time, have a wonderful week.
Support comes from Seminary Hill, open Thursday through Sunday in Calicoon, featuring dinner with a view, live music on Fridays, and weekend brunch, orchard and cidery tours and tastings every Sunday at 11 a.m. This summer, picnics, line dancing, and rural upskilling workshops return. Lessons in foraging, pickling, and baking sourdough. Tickets available on Resy. More information at seminaryhill.co. From generous funding from the Public Media Bridge Fund and from listeners like you.
Next time on the New Yorker Radio Hour, Rachel Goldberg-Polin, who lost her son in the Hamas attack of October 7th.
And so talking about him and showing pictures of him was trying to get people to care enough to galvanize them to actually take action and do something.
Rachel Goldberg-Poland joins me next time on the New Yorker Radio Hour. Listen tonight at 6 for the New Yorker Radio Hour on Radio Catskill.
WJFF Jeffersonville. You're listening to Radio Catskill, local news, culture, and NPR.